front of the racetrack. Now he gets shuffled middle.
All those cars racing frantically, full speed up the Alabama Gang Superstretch. The race leader is Justin Allgaier. Austin Hill runs second. They're three wide from further on back.
Jeb Burton caught in the middle as Blaine Perkins will make his presence felt as the first car now down on the yellow line in the bottom. Racing for that fourth position off of four. It's still Allgaier and Hill, three wide for the third spot.
Justin Allgaier back to the front of the field here at Talladega, coming to 32 laps to go. Allgaier leading the outside lane, and that's where the speed is now. Has help from Austin Hill. Now crossing over to the bottom is Jesse Love.
Jesse Love takes it to the bottom of the racetrack. Pulls even now with Austin Hill. That's the battle for the second position. Jesse hasn't got a lot of drafting help, but he's holding strong on that inside line.
That car of Jesse Love definitely is strong this afternoon, Dave. He has been able to make his way through traffic, slice and dice his way through the pack, and he is now racing Eric Almirola and Austin Hill for second place.
Love trying to side draft Almirola down into turn three and four, as meanwhile Austin Hill will pull off the back bumper of Allgaier, now slide up from the bottom side to the top side, and you've got a new leader off four. It's Austin Hill, by about a half car length.
And that is exactly where he likes to be. He loves to control these drafting track races. He's got his teammate from Richard Childress Racing, Jesse Love, downstairs. Love is beginning to get some drafting help. Here comes Jeff Burton to the rescue on the bottom.
The two RCR teammates unable to work together right now. Austin Hill's up top side. Jesse Love is down low, although Hill could decide to cross over across his nose. Hill hold off and not do it this time.
Austin Hill, the leader of the outside lane, that again rides right up against the wall halfway down the straightaway. Justin Allgaier, he's not going to pull out of line. He'll follow the leader, Austin Hill, back to turn three.
Numbers on the outside lane now as the bottom lane with Jesse Love trying to get organized, as Love will get some help from Jeb Burton, still riding back in the fourth spot. Meanwhile, it's 1-2-3 on the top side of the racetrack with Hill, Allgaier, and Almirola.
Back down to the start-finish line. 30 laps to go in the United Rentals 250. Austin Hill shows the way. We'll get you right back to the on-track action in a moment. First, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive Eau Claire.
Motor Racing Network is live at Talladega Super Speedway in Talladega, Alabama. My name is Alex Hayden. Alongside is Todd Gordon and Kyle Rickey, Dave Moody, Tim Catalfamo, and Chris Wilner out in the turns with Steve Post, Jason Toy, and Brad Gilley on the pit lane for us here today.
We've had 10 different leaders, 17 lead changes, and right now things have calmly settled down for just a couple of moments at the front of the field. Austin Hill, the race leader, and everybody among the top 10 has singled out for the first time today in the outside lane. Justin Allgaier in second, Eric Almirola third, Jesse Love fourth, Leland Honeyman in fifth, Josh Williams in the sixth spot as they go back to turn one.
A rare moment of calm. The entire top 20, maybe 25, all single file up next to the safer barrier as they hit the back stretch.
Everybody has decided to get in line and log some laps with still plenty of racing to go at Talladega Super Speedway. It is still Austin Hill, the race leader, Justin Allgaier, Eric Almirola, Jesse Love, and Leland Honeyman, the top five.
What was a frantic battle at the front of the field has calmed down for now. As you mentioned, Austin Hill continues to lead. One car did duck a lap ago, and it was Nick Sanchez. He's now plummeted outside the top 10 as their single file again on the top off four.
Yeah, Nick Sanchez did not get the memo in time that everybody was going to the top of the racetrack. He was able to finally find a place to fall back in line. Sanchez is in the 14th position. Todd, it's an interesting phenomenon we see here at Talladega Super Speedway. For the better part of the opening 64 or 5 laps, 2, 3, 4 wide racing, suddenly we're down to 28 to go. You get the sense now we're single file. It's time to start putting your final plan in place.
Yeah, this is one of those situations where you've got two really strong cars leading one lane, and they get control of the race. And then everybody that's not in that lane gets nervous about it. So you start to see the cars shuffle themselves up into it. It almost just organically grows into a one-lane racetrack and one where you kind of ride around here. But We're sitting here with 28 to go. You're going to see some guys get anxious here in the next 10 laps, start to maybe try to make a move because they feel like they're too far back to be connected to the win.
The top four cars have been proven to be strong all afternoon. Austin Hill, Justin Allgaier, Eric Almirola, and Jesse Love. We talked about Nick Sanchez a little bit ago, falling outside of the top 10. He gained a couple of spots last time by, is up to 12th. Also keeping an eye on Connor Zilich, still on the lead lap with some crash damage, but as deep as we have seen him in a couple of months, currently in the 15th position, but still a long way to go. 27 laps to run.
So while they're running single file, it's a perfect opportunity to let you know where your favorite driver is running. It's Austin Hill at the front of the field. Justin Allgaier is second. Eric Almirola is third. Jesse Love is fourth. Fifth right now is Leland Honeyman. Sixth is Josh Williams. Seventh, Jeb Burton. Eighth is Daniel Dye. Harrison Burton is ninth, and Sammy Smith is 10th.
Christian Eckes runs in the 11th spot. Nick Sanchez in 12th. Blaine Perkins in 13th. Carson Quapel 14th. Connor Zilich in 15th. Then it's Kyle Sieg in the 16th spot. Brennan Poole 17th. Mason Maggio was in the 18th spot. Just picked up a position over Sanchez. Then David Starr 19th. And Joey Gase to round out the top 20.
21st is Garrett Smithley. 22nd is Parker Retzloff. 23rd, Cesar Baccarella. Nick Leitz is 24th, and he is the last car on the lead lap. Running in one lap down, 25th, is Carson Ware. Brandon Jones is still on the track. He's the last car running multiple laps down to the tone of, 15 laps down is Brandon Jones with damaged race car. He's being scored 26th. From here on back, everybody else is out of the race. 27th, Ryan Ellis. 28th, Connor Mozak. 29th, Dean Thompson. 30th, William Sawalich.
Then it's Taylor Gray, Jordan Anderson, Anthony Alfredo, Sheldon Creed, 34th, Ryan Sieg, 35th, then Brendan Queen and Jeremy Clements, the running order as we continue under the green flag. 25 laps to go.
As the fans move closer to the edge of their seats with 25 to go, we're getting closer and closer to finding out who's going to take the win in the United Rentals 250.
We're at the start-finish line.
William Byron on pole position. Green flag is out and we're racing.
We're in the turn.
Here to the inside comes Kyle Larson. He and Hamlin bump.
We're on pit road.
Four tires and up a racing field. The race out from pit road is Denny Hamlin. Eric Jones goes on second.
We are live from the track. The Motor Racing Network, your home for NASCAR racing. Don't miss a lap, pit stop, or side-by-side race for the win. Listen to all the play-by-play action on your local radio station at MRN or NASCAR.com.
We are getting ready to crown a champion.
Championship weekend is coming back to the desert.
Let's get this party started.
Four title races in 3 days means there will be a buzz in the air all weekend long. Whether from the grandstands, the infield experience, or the hillside, this is your chance to witness history and make championship caliber memories for the whole family. NASCAR Championship Weekend at Phoenix Raceway, October 31st through November 2nd. Get your tickets now at phoenixraceway.com. Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of NASCAR.
Welcome back to Talladega Super Speedway. We stay under the green, 24 laps to go, but Dave, a car may have had some problems in front of you.
Bad news doesn't come often for Connor Zilich, but what it does, it comes in bunches. He came off turn number two in line with everybody else. Sounded like the right front tire gave up the ghost, and he pancaked the wall. He is still at speed, and I guarantee he's headed for pit road.
Was running in the 14th spot last time by. That car now off the pace and heading to the pit lane. A lot of right front sparks from the car of Connor Zilich after a tire has gone down in turn number two. He heads to the pit lane. We stay green. 23 laps to go. It's Austin Hill continuing to pace the field. From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Wisconsin weather can be a bit of a roller coaster. Are you ready for the ride? No matter how much snow comes our way, you can be prepared with a four-season solution from Tractor Central. John Deere lawn tractors, compact, and utility tractors are built for four-season versatility because you don't have an off-season, and neither do we. Four-season solutions start at just $64.99. Visit Tractor Central today to find out why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members, our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
Back at the Talladega Superspeedway, coming to 21 laps to go in the United Rentals 250. Austin Hill continuing to show the way. Single file throughout much of the field. The only driver out of line right now, Nick Sanchez, and trying to get some help from Brennan Poole deeper in the pack. But for the most part, everybody else in the high line.
With 21 laps to go, Todd, when will you tell your driver, hey, it's time to get going here?
Yeah, I think we're about five laps away from that. Probably, it depends on how deep you are. I mean, if I'm Jesse Love sitting there in fourth, I'm thinking three, four laps to go, but he'll probably jump out when that bottom line starts to develop. If I'm deeper like Sammy Smith or Travis Quaffle, who are back 10th and 13th, I feel like I've got to have a little more urgency. Get on this with double-digit laps to go.
Let's see what the crew chiefs are saying as we go to pit road and Steve Post.
I think you're right on the mark there with that. Been listening to the conversation between Carson Quaffle and his crew chief, Jason Overstreet. Also, Nick Sanchez. You guys have documented Nick Sanchez has been aggressive getting out of line. He's trying to leapfrog forward, and it's been fun listening to them coach Carson Quaffle on how not to let Nick Sanchez leapfrog in front of him. And as they watch it go by, Sanchez is back down on the inside. So he's trying to get going and trying to get after it right now. Real quick follow-up, Connor Zillich, Dave Moody nailed it, right front flat tire. They've got a lot of damage on that car. Jason Choi, what are you hearing in your portion of the pit area?
Eric Almirola, who's trying to run in the Owners' Championship. He's currently in the third position right now. His spotter is Matt Philpott, and Matt keeps relaying to him about, okay, who's in line with you, who's behind them about three deep, and one of them, that is Jesse Love, that's lined up right behind him. Now Jesse Love, they told him if Love tries to go, the driver behind him, Leland Honeyman, does not have a left front fender. It's going to be harder for him to do it. Just to be aware of it and keep an eye on it there for Eric Almirola. How about in front of you, Brad?
Well, Jesse Love is wanting to go, and he's wanting to go pretty bad. It looks like Sammy Smith had dropped to the bottom and was trying to take a line there. But Love said, do not let me not get to the bottom first. He wanted to be the first one down there, and he's making some moves, leapfrogging cars right now.
As they work their way up off turn number two to the Alabama Gang Super Stretch, Tim, they're beginning to shuffle out.
They are indeed. Sammy Smith has jumped out of line. Harrison Burton, Christian Eckes, and others trying to find some dancing partners late in this race.
They certainly are. Sammy Smith, though, is left on an island there on the bottom side of the racetrack. We saw a couple of laps ago Jesse Love start to peel out. He continues to ride in that third spot around the outside. But Sammy Smith, anxiously awaiting some help on the bottom, he's going the wrong direction.
Was able to make the pass on Eric Almirola last time by, talking about Jesse Love, who is now within one car of his RCR teammate and race leader, Austin Hill. Justin Allgaier between them as they remain single file through the top 10.
Front 10 remain, as you said, single file. The anxious guy to go to the bottom once again is Sammy Smith. He jumps down low, but help is not easy to find.
Yeah, Dave, right now there are only three cars on the bottom of the racetrack. That is Sammy Smith, Christian Eckes, and Nick Sanchez. That is not enough to move forward. They're continuing to slowly slip backwards.
Give Sammy Smith some credit, staying committed to the bottom side of the racetrack, as here comes Eckes with a little bit of help, as well as Nick Sanchez, but three cars against about 12, not going to be enough for those two as they continue to fight hard on the bottom.
Go back to Isaac Newton's third law of motion. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. That's what's going on right now. When somebody makes a move, somebody has to react to it. Right now, Austin Hill continues to have the lead.
And the question is, when is somebody going to be able to rally the troops downstairs? Sammy Smith continues to try and do so, but there's just not enough help. He's got only two cars on his back bumper off turn two.
And Sammy Smith continues to be very aggressive, side-drafting the cars that are in that outside lane. A few laps ago, he bounced off the side of the Josh Williams Chevrolet. They both kept it straight, but that was a close moment.
Sammy Smith now ducking to the inside of Josh Williams. He'll now blow by on the inside to Leland Honeyman. There is a gap. If he can get up the racetrack, he will do so. So Sammy Smith, nice job there, will settle outside, in the fifth spot.
He had some drafting help from Christian Eckes, who is now the only car on the bottom of the racetrack, among the top half dozen or so, and he'll fade toward the tail end of the lead pack. Austin Hill, the leader, over Justin Allgaier, Jesse Love, Eric Almirola, and Sammy Smith with 16 to go.
working their way through turns one and two. Nobody willing to jump out of line yet. I got a feeling that when somebody does, it'll be in the neighborhood of Jesse Lowe.
And it's going to be a mad scramble, Dave, when that does happen. But for the moment, everyone remains committed to staying in line. Following the leader, Austin Hill, back to turn three.
Austin Hill leads the train into three and four. The sun-direct area of this racetrack, as the sun gets long in the sky, it's still Austin Hill with Justin Allgaier, Jesse Love, and Eric Almirola. We saw Almirola last time by peek his nose out. He doesn't do it this time.
Back into the shade as the sun sets behind this massive grandstands here at the front side of Talladega Super Speedway. Austin Hill keeps looking forward, but has to keep an eye in the rearview mirror because the field is behind him.
He knows it's coming. He just doesn't know who or when. For the moment, he continues to show the way. Allgaier rides in second. Love is third. Almirola fourth. Sammy Smith rides in the next position as they make their way to the back straightaway.
Behind all those drivers inside of the top five, you find the Josh Williams Chevrolet. He is in the top 10. He is seventh. One spot in front of Williams is Leland Honeyman.
Yeah, give a call to Leland Honeyman. Has a gaping hole on the left front side of his race car, but he is holding tough there inside the top 10 as Honeyman continues to trail Sammy Smith, but back up front still Austin Hill and Justin Allgaier.
Yeah, they come off of turn number four, still single file, but Todd, is Justin Allgaier the driver in trouble here? If he makes a move, does Jesse Love stay committed to Austin Hill, his teammates?
Yeah, I really think being stuck between RCR teammates and Jesse Love has got a lot of speed, made a couple runs at him. I'm waiting to see where that move happens, and I feel like the field's probably going to follow that two car who's had a ton of speed today.
I agree, but if I kind of go an opposite way to it, in a sense, because I think if Allgaier pulls out of line, Jesse Love goes with Justin Allgaier. He knows his teammates got equal equipment. It's a strong race car. Jesse Love wants to win this race, too, and if he feels like his teammate has the same equipment, maybe an advantage to try to pass the Justin Allgaier car.
You're not probably going to put yourself in a situation where you run your teammate's car out of the playoffs. Keep in mind that the 21 car is in the owner's playoffs as well. Teammates will work together. We'll have to see how this plays out in the next 13 laps.
Time will tell as Austin Hill pulls the field back to turn number one with Justin Allgaier, Jesse Love, Eric Almirola in tow.
Last couple of laps, Jesse Love has dropped back a little bit, dragged the brake, gotten a little daylight between himself and Justin Allgaier, and then quickly erased that gap, maybe rehearsing for a late lap move.
He has indeed, Dave. He's been leaving a nice gap between him and the second place car of Justin Allgaier. This time down the back straightaway, they form up tightly going back to three.
Love continues in that third spot, and you mentioned it was kind of trail breaking the last time by. Now it's Almirola tucked up right behind him here as the train around the outside of the racetrack continues to be strong. 1, 2, 3, 4, all the way back to about 10, single file.
12 laps to go this time by as they make their way through the tri-oval. There are some cars that are damaged. The Connor Zilich car is down to the bottom of the racetrack. Dave, they will have to deal with a couple of these slower wounded race cars.
The Connor Zilich machine will give way to the bottom of the racetrack. Not too far further ahead, the other lap car that's been limping all day, Brandon Jones, they'll give way to the bottom.
All those slower cars will stay to the bottom side of the racetrack and allow all these faster leaders to pass them to their right. Halfway down the back straightaway, it is still Austin Hill, Justin Allgaier, Jesse Love, Eric Almirola, and Sammy Smith, the top five.
Into turns three and four, Sammy Smith thought about it, peeked his nose, his left headlight to the inside of Eric Almirola, now gets up in tow. Back up front, though, strong for Austin Hill and Justin Allgaier, have a little bit of a gap over Jesse Love.
Brandon Jones now just in front of the race leaders, the next car to fall another lap down. He was involved in the first incident of the day way back on lap number four. He's off the pace on the bottom as the leaders look to his outside. Still no change. It's Hill over Allgaier.
Here they come. Single file again, right up about a car width off the safer barrier. Everybody except for Christian Eckes has gone back to single file. Eckes is all alone and going backwards.
Christian Eckes is racing outside of the top 10, but he is the only car that is not in this big, long freight train at the top side of the racetrack, still being led by Austin Hill.
And they get around the Brandon Jones machine, who gives the bottom lane and will allow Austin Hill, Justin Allgaier, Jesse Love, and the like to go around the outside. When will the first move being made as they race off four, coming to 10 to go?
They go around the outside of that highlighter yellow Menards Toyota of Brandon Jones. leaves that car wounded early in a crash in today's race. They have been able to meet minimum speed, obviously, continue on. They are a championship contending team as the field goes back to turn one.
You can hear the clock ticking. It's just a question of who's going to bust the move. It is still Christian Eckes all alone on the bottom, picking up a little bit of a drag from the left car of Brandon Jones.
Christian Eckes feeling very lonely down there. He is the only driver, again, still trying to establish that second lane, but nobody wants to go with him. Nobody's changed inside of the top five either. They exit the back straightaway.
Jesse Love going into turn three, peaked his nose once again, trying to time out what could be the run he needs to get to the front, but it's still Austin Hill, his teammate, with Justin Allgaier running 1-2, Love running third, and how about Eric Almirola now with Sammy Smith in the top five.
All at the calm before the storm here at Talladega with 9 laps to go when they hit the start-finish line, field through the tri-oval, and nobody stepping out of line as of yet. It's still Austin Hill, Justin Allgaier, Jesse Love, Eric Almirola, and Sammy Smith in fifth.
Every time Big Country checks the rearview mirror, he sees nobody coming, and he says, that's great. For another minute at least, down the back straightaway, it's Austin Hill with the point.
Now there is one car that jumps to the bottom side of the racetrack and picks up the Christian Eckes Chevrolet. That is Nick Sanchez. Sanchez has been one of those few drivers that has been testing the waters the last several laps, but they still need more help.
And he needs a little bit more because Eckes isn't quite to the rear bumper as now Jeb Burton pulls down to the middle lane. Here comes Daniel Dye that also thinks about it as well, so we start to have the pack break up from about eighth on back.
There'll be 8 laps to go this time by Austin Hill. He is undaunted at the front of the field from those cars mid-pack trying to organize. Nick Sanchez, Christian Eckes, the lone two cars downstairs trying to make something happen to climb the leaderboard.
Time to fly for some of those drivers back toward the tail end of the top 10. Again, Burton will drop down out of line across the nose of Christian Eckes and Nick Sanchez. They'll try and fight their way forward. Daniel Dye to the head of that line.
Daniel Dye is down there. Christian Eckes trying to figure out if he wants to go up to the top side or stay on the bottom. Nick Sanchez also there as well. Those three cars pedaling for all they're worth.
What was three is now back to three as Eckes opts for the bottom lane behind Nick Sanchez and Daniel Dye. But again, it's just three cars on the bottom. A strong freight train around the outside as Dye continues to try to lead that pack on the bottom.
All the numbers are in the outside lane, led by Austin Hill. Daniel Dye trying to get back into that outside lane, but has since fallen outside of the top 10 in a battle with 12th for the 12th spot with Jeb Burton. As they go back to turn number one, Hill, Allgaier, Love, and Almirola.
Top 10 all single file right now. That inside line still only three cars deep, not making a lot of progress, although they're not getting shuffled to the back either.
When will they make the big move as they hit the Alabama Gang Superstretch? Austin Hill, again the race leader. Justin Allgaier is in second. Jesse Love is third. Eric Almirola, Sammy Smith, and Leland Honeyman.
You can feel the intensity start to build on the north end of the racetrack as the field works its way now into turn number four. It's still Austin Hill. A couple more cars now opting for the bottom side of the racetrack with Jeb Burton trying to lead his cousin Harrison on the bottom.
Back off of turn number four, Austin Hill continuing to show the way, that jockeying for position just into the top 10. Just among a couple of cars to the inside, Jeb Burton being one of them, along with Nick Sanchez as they go back to turn one.
Here they come into turn one once again. No action at the front of the pack. Everybody biding their time, keeping the cards close to their vest, and that's just fine with Austin Hill.
And it's got to be a false sense of security right now for Austin Hill. He is the race leader. Nobody has challenged him for the top spot for the last 20 laps. But as the laps continue to get fewer, the odds of him being challenged continue to get greater.
The sands in the hourglass running thin as Austin Hill leads the field into three and four. Another strong power move to the inside for Jeb Burton, trying to crack the top five. Doesn't have a lot of help, but does have Harrison Burton and Nick Sanchez, but he'll go backwards off four.
5 laps to go this time by. There is another lane that's trying to get organized, and that may break up just a bit. Austin Hill shows the way. Further back, Harrison Burton around the 8th place, beginning to go to the bottom of the track day, but I don't think he's going to have enough help.
He's done everything, mail out invitations for somebody to go to the bottom with him. Nobody is going, and they're going to go to the back of the pack.
and Justin Allgaier, who is the runner-up spot right now on the racetrack, every couple of moments continues to poke a headlight to the inside of Austin Hill. He doesn't step fully out of line. He's just trying to get a little clean air to his nose.
He did, Tim, and now we'll go back to the tire tracks around the outside of the racetrack in turns 3 and 4. Austin Hill, Justin Allgaier, Jesse Love now getting backpedaling a little bit to catch up with Eric Almirola, who's right now back to his back bumper.
Laps continuing to click away here. 4 laps to go when they hit the line. Nobody out of line, at least among the top 9. One car looks to the inside. That's Christian Eckes, but he is all by himself on the bottom. Everybody topside behind Austin Hill.
Veteran drivers with resumes of short track success all squaring up in the outside lane here at Talladega, waiting for the opportunity to push the button.
Still no change of those drivers inside of the top 10. The only ones that have stepped out of line continue to be Christian Eckes and others, but they are still not having the cars or the help they need to go forward.
The intensity meter continues to get ramped up here as we get into the closing laps at Talladega. Justin Allgaier sizing up Austin Hill this time off of turn number 4. Still Jesse Love in that third spot. He's got Eric Almirola and Sammy Smith in tow.
Time getting precious at Talladega. 3 laps to go. Here's Austin Hill at the front of the field, still with the safer barrier immediately to driver's right on that Bennett blue and white Chevrolet. Justin Allgaier teched right up underneath the rear spoiler.
Soon enough, somebody is going to have to light the fuse, but nothing so far in the top 10. A little further toward the back, Eckes continues to try. Also, Daniel Dye drops down, but still they've not been able to crack the top 10.
Continues to be a high-speed game of chess with the laps getting fewer. Austin Hill continues to watch calmly Justin Allgaier car in his rearview mirror.
Driving out of his windshield as much as the rearview mirror is Austin Hill as they continue to go single file. Now the bottom lane has about 5, make it 6 cars with Jeb Burton trying to find a nice little bit of help from Christian Eckes.
Jeb Burton from the 8th position goes to the inside of the racetrack and will lead that bottom line off of turn 4 and into the tri-oval. We'll pull up alongside Sammy Smith for 5th. Top 4 tightly bunched. Now Jesse Love steps out of line on 2nd place, Justin Allgaier.
Jesse Love drops out of the number 3 position. Drafting help is coming. Looking to drop down out of Sammy Smith. He didn't get there in time. He's stuck in the middle. Almirola gets hit and they're tearing it up on the back straightaway. Daniel Dye with a vicious hit into the inside retaining wall. 3 or 4 other cars crashing down toward turn 3.
They continue to crash as they work their way down the Alabama Gang Super Stretch. A hard hit for Daniel Dye. An equally hard hit for Eric Almirola. Both those cars now have stopped off turn number 2.
Caution on the speedway. We're headed to overtime at the Talladega Super Speedway. Dave, it all broke out in turn 2.
Sammy Smith tried to make a move from top to bottom, and he waited too long. Eric Almirola was to the inside of him when he made the move. Contact was made. Almirola got loose, slid down the racetrack. It appeared to make contact with Daniel Dye and sent him spinning. A vicious hit head on into the inside safer barrier for Daniel Dye.
Jeb Burton coming to the pit lane with a lot of right front damage. Eric Almirola, that car became airborne momentarily when he tagged the outside wall after the initial contact off of turn number 2. And we go caution for the 5th time in this event. 3 laps to go, but we are heading to overtime here at the Talladega Super Speedway. Austin Hill, the race leader over Justin Allgaier, Jesse Love, Leland Honeyman, and Josh Williams, the top 5 under yellow here in Talladega.
Do you have an unused car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or RV taking up space? Put it to good use by donating it to the NASCAR Foundation. Proceeds help fund medical resources for children in our racing community. Your wheels can heal. Call 844-NASCAR-9 and we'll come tow away your vehicle for free. The process is quick and your gift is tax deductible. Call 844-NASCAR-9 to donate your vehicle to the NASCAR Foundation today. Your donation will help our children survive and thrive.
One last exhale.
Fitting, isn't it? The final shot at the Championship 4 comes down to a track that's been here from day one.
Great.
Martinsville. Close quarters, tight corners, and a fan experience that brings you so close to the action, all of the mayhem will be right at your fingertips. NASCAR Playoffs Weekend at Martinsville Speedway, October 23rd through the 26th. Get your tickets now at martinsvillespeedway.com. Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of NASCAR.
Couple of big hits here at the Talladega Super Speedway involving Daniel Dye to the inside wall, Eric Almirola to the outside wall with about a lap and a half to run in this race, forcing overtime here for the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Multi-car incident there off of turn two that also collected Jeb Burton. From the Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Hey, how was your day?
Great. Don't forget, Sam's practice starts an hour early.
I'm going right now.
Sam, are you ready? Coming!
I have that meeting at school. I'll see you later.
Life is busy. Your healthcare should keep up. At Amplify Health in Mondovi, we get it. Our primary care is built around what you need when you need it, with same-day, in-person, or video appointments available. Because sometimes feeling seen and understood means actually being seen. A little empathy changes everything.
We're here for you 24-7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Continuing under the caution flag here at the Talladega Super Speedway in the closing laps of the United Rentals 250. Multi-car incident on the back straightaway. And Dave Moody, a couple of pretty vicious hits at that end of the racetrack involving some of the race leaders.
Boy, that's for sure. Daniel Dye went head first into the wall. He hit so hard that the rear tires came off the ground on impact. Equally hard or maybe worse hit for Eric Almirola as he went to the outside retaining wall. Fortunately, both drivers have gotten out of the car and walked away.
Hard crash over there off turn two to the Alabama Gang Super Stretch. And that begs the question, Steve Post, as we're headed to overtime, the leaders were last on pit road on lap number 53. Are they good on Sunoco fuel?
Down here on Justin Allgaier's pit area, listening to the conversation, Jim Pullman, the crew chief, said, we have got 2.5 gallons worth of fuel, so you need to turn the car off when you can up on the banking, and then once we get close to getting back to green flag, it is low fuel protocols, and low fuel protocols are to make sure that you weave the car, make sure you get the car down on the flat, and get everything in the fuel pickup, which is on the right-hand side. Jim Pullman said this is the worst track, probably, as far as this scenario goes, because of the fuel being down on the right side of the car. He also warned, he said, I am fairly confident Austin Hill and Jesse Love are probably in the same boat. They are good at this. They are veterans at this. He said there's other cars up in the top 10 that maybe haven't done it before, so you need to be conscious about who you're around when we get ready to go back to green flag racing. He mentioned specifically Austin Hill. Brad Gilley, you're monitoring Austin Hill's pit radio chatter. What are they saying on the Hill car?
Yeah, Steve, I can give you actually updates on both of those RCR teammates. Austin Hill just hopped on the radio and told his crew chief, Chad Haney, my fuel pressure is reading very, very low right now. Chad Haney told him, by our calculations, you should have about 2.5 gallons, enough to get you through an overtime. Now, teammate Jesse Love, he was told by Danny Stockman Jr. to save fuel as soon as the caution came out. Jesse Love got on the radio and said, I have saved so much fuel right now, it is ridiculous. We shouldn't have anything to worry about. I've saved more fuel than I ever have before.
Find out how it all plays out. There is a problem. Sammy Smith, who is running at the front of the field, Jason, he is all but stopped now, creeping down the pit lane.
Yes, he is, and he is frustrated because he can't get a push because there's other cars that are coming out on the track. They're waiting for a push truck to get him down. He's about 10 pit stalls away. It's just trying to hit the starter enough to keep it rolling. His teammate, Carson Quapel, went by about a lap ago. He was out of fuel, so they made sure they topped it off. But for Sammy Smith, he's in a points race here right now. This one could hurt him here.
Also, Carson Quapel making a stop as he was running among the top 10 a lap ago. Todd?
And for a younger driver here in the Xfinity Series, this could be, they may have a gallon, gallon and a half of fuel left in the fuel cell. You just spent so much time riding along on the banking. The fuel cell pickup is in the right rear corner of these fuel cells. while you sit out here, and it's not just a banking of the two ends, the Trioval has a fair amount of banking as well. So there's a lot of this racetrack that you don't end up with fuel being pushed to the right side of the race car under caution. You can run out of gas with a couple of gallons left.
Here come Justin Allgaier and Jesse Love. They're going to peel off the racetrack this time by and come to pit road. We have not gotten the one-to-go signal as of yet. We go to Brad Gilley.
Jesse Love thought he was way good on fuel, then hopped on the radio and told Danny Stockman it was sputtering. He wasn't sure if it was running out. Stockman said, if you think you're sputtering, pit. We're going to fill it up with fuel. They're also going to change four tires on his car as well. Steve.
Defensive move here for Justin Allgaier. While they felt like they had 2.5 gallons of fuel in the car running out when we go back to green is not a good option. They talked about how many cars were on the lead lap, where they were are as far as the playoff points go and being locked forward, and they have decided to bring that car down and take the fuel question out of the equation. So Justin will be at the back of the field. He will not run out of fuel, and they feel like that they are likely be able to get enough points by the end of the day to transfer on into the championship race at Phoenix. So a lot going into the call for Justin Allgaier to come down to get fuel.
Allgaier and Love second and third at the time of these pit stops as far as the amount of cars on the lead lap, showing 19 cars on the lead lap right now as we continue under the caution flag. It'll be two laps to go. Overtime finish. Dave Moody, how's cleanup over off of turn number two where this incident broke out a couple laps ago?
Just about finished, Kyle. There is one safety truck up next to the outside safer barrier midway down the back straightaway. There may be an issue. I'm just guessing here because I don't have a line of sight, but there may be a small issue with the safer barrier where Eric Almirola hit. They continue to work down there.
Tim Catalfamo, as the cars come by you, it's been dicey over there on the backstretch all afternoon long. Now that fuel's become a question mark as well, I think we're in store for a pretty good finish.
I think so. It's been very aggressive. That has been the theme this afternoon for all these Xfinity Series drivers, and we've had a couple of close calls. Some of these blocks have just been inches away from touching off a multi-car crash. Luckily, we have not seen that to this point. But because we are entering overtime, there is so much on the line for these drivers, and you mentioned it, Alex, possibly not a whole lot of fuel in the fuel tank for some of these individuals in the top positions on the track. This could be a very dicey restart.
And Chris Wilner, as the cars made their way by you through turns 3 and 4 a moment ago, most of the leaders were right there at the bottom of the banking on the apron.
They certainly were, Kyle, everybody. And you can even hear how frantically, quickly they were able to shut the cars off of turn number 4, doing everything they can to save fuel. Austin Hill leading that charge at the point of attack at the front of the field, but Leland Honeyman there as well as they hit the choose cone. Everybody doing what they can to save fuel, including shutting their cars off as quickly and as often as they can.
So one to go, time to choose. Austin Hill goes to the bottom. Leland Honeyman, second to choose, will go to the bottom. Third place, Josh Williams goes topside.
And if I'm choosing and I'm low on fuel I'm taking the bottom lane. Like we see Austin Hill riding around on the apron right now, not to be up on the banking and make sure that fuel can stay loaded up to that fuel cell in a pickup.
So some newer names at the front of the field here for the final two-lap run to the finish. Not Austin Hill, who will lead the field to green with Josh Williams to his right elbow. Leland Honeyman, Christian Eckes, row 2, row 3, Blaine Perkins and Nick Sanchez. Row 4, Kyle Sieg and Harrison Burton. And in row 5, Garrett Smithley into the top 10 for the first time today. And David Starr to his outside as we get set for the restart.
For reference, Justin Allgaier, 16th. Jesse Love is 17th. And Sammy Smith is 18th. You know they have more than enough Sunoco fuel to get to the end. We don't know when that end will be because it's overtime right now. If there's a caution after the green flag comes out before the leader takes the white flag, we're going to slow them down and do it all over again. So we'll see how those three drivers elect to play this. You got to know, though, Kyle, they are going to try to barnstorm together to the front of the field.
Time will be thin. There will only be two laps for them to try to get to the front of the field. And you said if there's another yellow, we may do it all over again. Time is also running thin. Sun is going to set here in about 24 minutes from now at the top of the hour. So we'll see if they can make it back to the white flag. We'll know in about a minute and a half from right now as the pace car is on pit road. We are set for the restart. Austin Hill has been the dominant force for much of the afternoon here at the Talladega Super Speedway in the United Rentals 250. Can he stay there for two more laps? Into the tri-oval they come. Green flag is out. We're underway. Austin Hill with a big shove from behind by Leland Honeyman as the field comes up to speed and goes to turn number one. Two laps to settle it, and one car is slow up on the banking in the corner and out of fuel.
Thank you very much, Leland Honeyman, says Austin Hill as he gets pushed to the lead. He's going to hug the bottom of the racetrack. They're very slow coming up to speed as Josh Williams was the car that got a slow go.
Everybody coming up to speed. Austin Hill is the leader. He is against the double yellow line on the bottom of the racetrack. Leland Honeyman right behind him. Here comes Blaine Perkins trying to get the outside lane established in three.
Outside lane with a full head of steam into three. Carson Quapel now going to try to put Blaine Perkins in the middle lane. He does. He's got Harrison Burton in tow, but they're side by side for third. Christian Eck is trying to pick up the top lane, but it's Austin Hill leading Leland Honeyman on the bottom.
On the bottom side of the racetrack is where the leader is now. The second lane begins to form. Third lane is forming as well. Austin Hill at the front of the field. White flag goes in the air. Next flag ends it down to the bottom of the racetrack. Here comes a strong move from Justin Allgaier.
Allgaier is up to the number three position by a nose. He'll go to the inside and take over the second spot. Austin Hill, middle of the racetrack. Allgaier on the bottom.
They are three wide for the second position for the final time up the Alabama Gang Super Stretch. Oh, and around they go, crashing on the back straight away. Nick Sanchez gets turned into the wall. They're still racing the three with Austin Hill as the leader.
Austin Hill leading the train to the bottom side of the racetrack. They're getting squeezed to the top side. Jesse Love getting put almost into the fence, but into turn number four, Austin Hill, one more corner to go. He's got Christian Eckes right up on the back bumper of the Chevy.
Christian Eckes right there in the second spot. Austin Hill throws the block to the inside, now goes to the outside on Quapel. Back to the bottom for Austin Hill, who sees the checkered flag and claims the win in the United Rentals 250. Austin Hill wins at the Talladega Super Speedway. Sweeping the stages, taking the win for Austin Hill, who holds off Carson Quapel, Justin Allgaier, and Christian Eckes as we go to pit road.
Big win for Richard Childress Racing for Austin Hill. Crew Chief Chad Haney, I know you guys were really nervous about fuel on that one, but my gosh, your driver gets it done on these speedways.
Oh, yeah, he's unreal. I mean, between him and Derek Nealon, I mean, it's just unbelievable. It's a joy to sit there and watch these things. Yeah, I mean, we were showing we were 2 gallons to the good, 2.5 when that caution come out. So, I mean, we were sticking with it. We weren't coming.
Chad, you now get to race this number 21 car in the championship.
That's right. I mean, that's the biggest thing is all these guys, they deserve to run for a championship. I know it's not the drivers, it's the owners, but that's what we're going to do, and we're going to go there and try to do the best we can.
There he is, race-winning crew chief Chad Haney of driver Austin Hill.
Austin Hill will head to victory lane here at Talladega. He picks up the win over Carson Quapel, Justin Allgaier, Christian Eckes, and Cesar Baccarella finishes fifth.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Money stop here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
We are getting ready to crown a champion.
Championship weekend is coming back to the desert.
Let's get this party started.
Four title races in 3 days means there will be a buzz in the air all weekend long. Whether from the grandstands, the infield experience, or the hillside, this is your chance to witness history and make championship caliber memories for the whole family. NASCAR Championship Weekend at Phoenix Raceway, October 31st through November 2nd. Get your tickets now at phoenixraceway.com. Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of NASCAR.
NASCAR Live Race Day continues on the Motor Racing Network.
Back here at the Talladega Super Speedway, it's all over, and Austin Hill is doing a burnout down here for all the race fans, while the rest of the drivers are now beginning to get out of their race cars and debrief. A career-best finish for Cesar Baccarella. He comes home with his first ever top five in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Quapel finished second, and Justin Allgaier was third. Let's hear from the Little Gator.
Team owner Dale Earnhardt Jr. down here with Justin Allgaier offering congratulations. Justin, I was eavesdropping on you and Jim Pullman on that. Carson Quapel coming over as well. Eavesdropping on you and Jim Pullman on the call to pit. You said it's good. We'll go to Phoenix and be really, really good. Jim kind of chuckled and said, hey, dude, we can win this race. You about won this race after pitting on that. Just kind of describe the run to the finish.
Proud of our team, proud of everybody on this brand fresh ride. Colt Chevrolet had the pumpkins on the car this week, and I thought we were going to celebrate a little bit of fall here at Talladega. But either way, you know, really proud of this team. Jim has had some rough calls to make these last few weeks, and we've made them, and they haven't all worked out in our favor. And I think today he felt like it was going to be the same boat. And, look, it's been a tough week, knowing that he's going to go to the A-car next year with Kyle Busch. But I'm super proud of him. I'm proud of his opportunity, and I told him he'd be an idiot if he didn't take that opportunity. So, we're trying to finish out the season strong. They built me an incredible Chevrolet. Everybody at the Hendrick Engine Shop, just what a cool way to get our way up there. I thought maybe we could push the one and they could get the win. But looking at the points right here, I mean, Carson being fourth and Sammy being only 11 back, we got a great shot of locking all four of our Junior Motorsports Chevrolets into the final four, and that'd be pretty special.
Congratulations on a solid day. That's Justin Allgaier, third place. More important, advanced into the Phoenix Championship. Jason Toy?
He talked about Carson Quappel, 11 to the good across it. You said you wanted to get out of here and get this done and go to Martinsville next weekend and really lock it in. Congratulations. What about the run for you guys?
Yeah, it was good all day. Obviously, I think as a JRM as a whole, really brought some really fast race cars this weekend. Usually we're not that good in qualifying, which obviously is not where we want to be, but this year around, it seems like we have some really fast race cars, and I felt like our car was really good, and even from the start of the race, just felt like it was as fast as Xfinity Mobile, and I could really kind of do anything with it. In the past, where I've been a little bit restrained by how the car is, but this time around, it just seemed like everything was a lot easier, and we kind of did our job. I was hoping to get more stage points than that. I think we finished ninth and third in the two stages. I was hoping to be in the top five in both of them, so I was a little bummed out about that, but still partly did our job and did what we needed to do. Just knew we had to set ourselves up for the end of the race there, and honestly, Andrew made the right call by taking the fuel there. I was pretty unsure about doing that, but it ended up being the right call, just because everybody seemed like they were starting to run out, and really that restart there, I think we restarted 12th or 15th somewhere in there, and it fired off good, and we were able to jump up to the top right away and get ourselves up into the first three rows, and once you're up there, you're just racing for the win at that point. And the 7 really took care of us there, coming out of 4, really hooked up with me and almost got me by the 21, but just another one of those second place finishes.
Carson Quappel finishes second, but he's 11 to the good going to Martinsville next week. Brad Gilley.
Cesar Baccarella says he held his breath the entire time during that green right checker finish, a top five finish here at Talladega Super Speedway. What are you feeling right now?
I'm so proud of the team. You know, these guys work so hard every day to, we got slower cars, lower budget, but it's just the heart they give us. And the last races didn't have the fastest car, and then today was, it sucked up so good. And I was just waiting my time. I was like, all right, do we go? And then when it was time to go, horns out, you go. Pushed the 14, fit through spots. I didn't think, I was going to fit through. Pepper did a great job. And then the 7, I thought I was going to be able to give him a nice nudge to go to, for him to for the win. But we ran out of track. But it was just so proud of the team. This is a team top five. This is what it's about. It's not about me. It's about the team.
Hugs and kisses all the way around. Cesar Baccarella, top five at Talladega, Steve Post.
Jesse Love down here. I look at the scoring. It says 40 to the good. I'm like, good news for Jesse Love, but I look at your body language, and it doesn't look like that. Just kind of describe where you're at and how the end of that race unfolded for you, Jesse.
Just a bit mundane, nothing crazy, good or bad or whatever. But, obviously, we'll never know if that was the right call to come down and take fuel. But I had to trust my gut. I didn't know if I was going to make another lap without having to get pushed back to pit road or towed back to pit road. And it was honestly kind of close the first time. And I packed it full of fuel from the start when the caution came out. So I was losing fuel pressure, and I was pretty positive. So, definitely surprised and definitely shocked. But regardless, it does stink, because I thought we had as good of a car as a 21. I think he was a little more aggressive than I was most today, and probably let him do a little bit better of a job. But still, we obviously did what we were here to do, and we didn't need to beat ourselves today. So I think me and Stockman made the right call.
The right call, even though it wasn't maybe what he wanted to happen out of it. That is Jesse Love. Brent?
Sammy Smith came coasting down pit road during that final caution, and I know you would have loved to have had enough fuel to make it to the end. You come out of this one 11 points below the cut line heading into Martinsville Speedway. What are you feeling right now?
Yeah, just unfortunate. You know, I thought we had a good day overall. I felt like we missed some good opportunities there on points. Obviously, we ran out. All the JRM cars seemed like they ran out. I don't know. Obviously, I'm not sure. Something there at the end when we couldn't get it full of fuel, I didn't have as much power. So, I don't know. Not sure where we're at going to Martinsville. But, we'll dig hard.
All right, there's Sammy Smith. Minus 11 now. Steve Post.
Connor Zilich down here. Not the day you wanted at Talladega, but the day you wanted as far as locked in, Connor. Just the trials you had here today at Talladega. What did y'all go through here today?
Yeah, it was a long day. We were just cutting tires, and you know, after we got in that wreck, we had a bunch of damage, and you know, we were just struggling to make laps. So, definitely a little frustrating. We couldn't have a better run today, but still really cool to clinch to the final four and have a chance to go race for a championship in Phoenix.
That is Connor Zilich going to run for the championship in Phoenix in just a few weeks.
Finished in the 23rd spot earlier today, multiple laps down, three laps down. He mentioned the cut tires. He was on and off pit road several times over the course of this race due to those early race incidents. As we go back to Brad.
Christian Eck is the fourth place finish here today at Talladega. You don't necessarily look too happy. Was this a good fourth place or was this a bad fourth place?
It was an okay fourth place. There was times where I felt like we were going to win. There was times we didn't feel like we were going to win and came home fourth. So, oh well, paid for the 48. I'm not really sure what happened. I'm just pushing hard and trying to get him to win the race and get us in potential for both of us. And just didn't pan out. So hit it for them and hit it for our team not to bring home a win.
All right, fourth place run for Christian Eckes and Colic Racing guys.
Yeah, it was, but still a hard-fought day for Christian Eckes and that entire team. Up and down the leaderboard, but they came back with a top five.
Yeah, and he was the one that was digging, trying to get that bottom lane to get substantiated the last 15 laps of the race. One of those situations, worked his way forward, continued to show that he was making aggressive moves, came home with a fourth place finish.
Indeed he did. It was up toward the front of the field for much of the day. A good run for Cesar Baccarella as well. A career day finishing among the top five. Cesar runs only select races over the course of every season and has finished among the top 10 several times before, but his first top five effort here this afternoon for Cesar Baccarella, a relatively small team for that Alpha Prime entry. Running well, though, with the elite in this division all day.
Yeah, he was. So why don't we tell you the finishing order in just a moment after we hear from our race winner, Austin Hill. He's with Jason Toy in Victory Lane.
For the 10th time in his career, he is at another Super Speedway victory. The question is, how did you do it with the fuel that you had left in this race car when everybody's running out?
I just trust my guys. Chad, my crew chief, he said, you should have 2.5 gallons. I'm like, well, I better start working in here and getting it to the right side. That's where the fuel pump and all is. And so I went to the apron, and it came right back, and that kind of made my decision easy on if I'm going to choose inside or outside. I had to go bottom to kind of keep the fuel in the pickup. And we had the restart, and the 70 did a great job giving me a push out back. They started getting crazy, and that's one thing that I said to my spotter, Derek. I was like, man, when you restart on the top, like, they get spread out so easily, and it seems like the inside lane goes. So that's something I actually, on my 10th win on a super speedway, that I kind of learned today is that, you know, if you have any questions and it's green, white, checkered, you probably should just go bottom because how crazy the second and third lane was there at the end. So can't thank everybody enough, everybody on this Bennett Chevrolet, everybody at RCR, ECR Engines. I wouldn't want to have nothing else under the hood. Being able to race for Richard Childress is always special, and to keep delivering wins like this, nothing better.
You're not running for the driver title, but you just locked your team in for the owner's championship for Richard Childress Racing. How special is that for the big man and the boss to be able to go for a title when you hit the Phoenix?
Yeah, the way this last half of the season has went, we've needed something good to come out of this. You know, as the playoffs started and us getting knocked out the way that we did, stung a lot. But once I knew that we were still in the owner's championship, and I was like, well, I'm going to do it just like I would be going for a driver's championship. The owner's championship pays more too. So to be able to lock ourselves in and to go to Phoenix knowing that we're going to race for an owner's championship and be able to try to deliver one for Richard Childress Racing, that means the world to me.
Congratulations on number 10, one of the all-time greats.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
There you go. Austin Hill, he is in victory lane at Talladega again. Importantly, this team will be running for a championship when they hit the Phoenix.
Second win here at the Talladega Super Speedway. 10th on a drafting track, 14th in his career in what was a dominant day, leading 48 of the 100 laps.
Austin Hill wins it. Carson Quapa was second, and Justin Allgaier third. Christian Eckes came home fourth. Cesar Baccarella was fifth. Career best for Cesar. Blaine Perkins was sixth. Parker Retzloff seventh. Leland Honeyman was eighth. Sammy Smith was ninth, and Jesse Love tenth.
Nick Leitz finished in 11th. Garrett Smithley in 12th. Harrison Burton into the 13th position. Josh Williams 14th, and Kyle Sieg 15th. Then it was Joey Gason 16th. Jeb Burton in 17th. David Starr, 18th, Brennan Poole, 19th, and Nick Sanchez in 20th.
21st was Carson Ware, 22nd, Mason Maggio, Connor Zilich was 23rd, Eric Almirola, 24th, Daniel Dye was 25th, Brandon Jones, 26th, Ryan Ellis was 27th, Connor Mozak, 28th, 29th was Dean Thompson, and 30th, William Sawalich.
All these drivers out of the event, including Taylor Gray in 31st, Jordan Anderson, 32nd, Anthony Alfredo, 33rd, Sheldon Creed, 34th, and Ryan Sieg, Brendan Queen, and Jeremy Clements.
We want to pass along to everybody after that late hard crash with Daniel Dye and Eric Almirola. Both drivers were treated and released from the infield care center, and that's certainly good news after their hard crash. Todd, NASCAR Xfinity Series, Talladega.
Yeah, it's the unknown that it will be. We saw a pretty spectacular finish. Interesting to see the fuel strategies play out. People come to pit road. Some work with it. Austin Hill managed to save enough and was smart enough, you know, good enough at using what he had, brought himself home a victory lane.
And clinches that team into Phoenix and will run for the owner's championship for Richard Childress Racing. Don't forget, we're back tomorrow, the NASCAR Cup Series Yellowwood 500, 1 p.m. Eastern Time here on the Motor Racing Network from the Talladega Super Speedway. For our audio engineers, Andy Tebow and Craig Moore, our producer, Trey Downey. For Dave Moody, Tim Catalfamo, and Chris Wilner out in the turns, Steve Post, Jason Toy, Brad Gilley down on pit road. For Alex Hayden, Todd Gordon, I'm Kyle Rickey up here in the tower congratulating Austin Hill, winner of the United Rentals 250 here at the Talladega Super Speedway.
Motor Racing Network's coverage of the United Rentals 250 has come to you from Talladega Super Speedway. Brought to you by United Rentals, official equipment rental partner of NASCAR. By Ally Bank, official consumer bank of NASCAR, member FDIC. By Straight Talk Wireless, real unlimited data for fans of fast. Official partner of NASCAR. By Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com. And by Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco fuels peak performance. Our coverage has come to you under an exclusive radio license granted by Talladega Super Speedway to the Motor Racing Network, solely for the non-commercial use of our listening audience. Any use of the descriptions and accounts of this event without the express written permission of the Motor Racing Network is prohibited. Today's broadcast was directed by Trey Downey, broadcast engineer Andy Tebow, audio engineer Craig Moore. The president of MRN is Chris Schwartz. Follow NASCAR every day at MRN.com. This broadcast was a production of the Motor Racing Network.
Go Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN. Goodbye. Will those runway lights getting brighter?
So I'm just sitting out here watching airplanes take off in flight, trying to figure out which one you might be on and why you don't love me anymore. By now I know you're 30,000 feet above me, but a million miles away, a million miles away. By now I know I'd act like you don't love me. But I'm just sitting out here watching airplanes take off.